The Madison Democrat introduced similar bills in the last two legislative sessions. Sargent says it provides more than 100 pages of protections that currently do not exist in the state, and she says provides oversight and protections for consumers.
It provides employment and benefit protections for workers who use marijuana. It integrates a marijuana curriculum into our schools to educate kids, just in the same way that we educate kids on the use of alcohol and tobacco. We also revamped the way that medical marijuana would be treated and facilitated in the state of Wisconsin. And we have a really important provision that would require that all the marijuana that is sold and distributed in the state would be made in Wisconsin.
Sargent says it would help Wisconsin farmers.
This bill would have a boon to the agricultural industry. It would allow for the growth of industrial hemp, as well as create tens of thousands of jobs in the state of Wisconsin, bringing in hundreds of millions of dollars in tax revenue, and quite frankly, billions of dollars in other economic benefits.
Hemp has lower doses of the psychoactive drug in marijuana and has been used for thousands of years as fiber in food and other uses. Sargent says the bill allows people access to medicinal marijuana and would allow people to access it through their health insurance. But critics say legalizing pot would create another drug to deal with in society. Sargent says it would legalize what is already common use and part of the culture. Law enforcement officials have said it can lead to addictions like other drugs and alcohol and lead to more social problems. Sargent says the most dangerous thing about marijuana is that it's illegal. Ken Crawl, WXPR News.